I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Funeral services for former Indianapolis Colts linebacker and Atlanta native Edwin Jackson are set. The former Georgia Southern University standout will be laid to rest on Monday at Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta. Jackson and his Uber driver were killed Sunday when a drunk driver struck them on an Indianapolis highway. And news from Columbus this morning that the woman who helped organize the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous 1958 address in the city has died. The Columbus Ledger-Inquirer reports that civil rights advocate Minnie Winbish was just 3 months shy of her 103rd birthday. Winbish persisted in her civil rights work in spite of violent terroristic threats directed her way. She later received the Goodwill Ambassador Award, the highest honor given to a Georgia citizen. The state legislature is restoring funding that allows low-income high school students to take advanced placement exams at no cost. Students who score well on AP exams receive college credit for courses taken in high school, saving them money later on college tuition. For the last decade or so, Georgia budgeted between $1.3 and $1.5 million per year to cover the $94 cost of one AP exam for students who qualify for free and reduced-price lunch. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, state legislators are returning more than $408,000 in funding for the program. And a bill to remove sales tax from feminine hygiene products in Georgia heads to the House Ways and Means Committee on Monday. GPB's Josephine Bennett reports from Macon.
The bill will end what is sometimes called the tampon tax. It has bipartisan support and is the first legislative effort
Atlanta
of the nonpartisan
UPS
group, Georgia Women and Those Who Stand With Us. The group's president, Claire Cox, says the FDA considers these products a medical device, like hearing aids and prosthetics. Aesthetics that are not taxed.
This is not a choice. This is not like a condom. Women don't have a choice. This is a monthly expense that is part of every woman's budget.
The state collects around $10 million a year in taxes on feminine hygiene products. If the bill is passed, Georgia would join 9 other states in not taxing these items. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
Atlanta-based UPS may be getting some additional competition in the package delivery business. Shares of the company and shares of FedEx fell today on news that the retail powerhouse Amazon is readying its own delivery service. The Wall Street Journal reported today that the new service, to be called Shipping with Amazon, will pick up packages from businesses and deliver them to consumers. The service is expected to launch in Los Angeles and expand from there. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.